So Europeans are heading east to India, and some Indians are heading west to the United States. And when Indians come to the U.S. to seek their fortunes, commentator Sandeep Roy says it takes a little work to feel at home.
The day before I left for America to go to graduate school, my mother handed me a small notebook of handwritten recipes. Plain rice, fried egg, dal, chicken curry, and in an obvious nod to my new American life, something called cowboy eggs. I barely knew how to turn on the gas. I wasn't alone. Thousands of single Indian men landing in places like Silicon Valley in the 90s woke up to an American nightmare. Mom wasn't here to cook. And then sometimes the Silicon Valley grapevine would provide a lead more precious than a tip about the next IPO. Have you heard? There's this guy who can supply home-cooked food.
And it was funny because he'd come by at lunchtime in a shady-looking car and he'd have all these packages in the back of his trunk. And all the other employees would be wondering what kind of drug deal is going on there.
That's Ashok, an engineer with a photographic chips company in the valley. I ran into him at Didi's, a small Indian grocery store come restaurant.
This is garbanzo beans, that is peas and cheese. This is buttermilk curry.
Didi, that's Daksha Desai, and her husband Suketu started out like that mystery man who sold Indian meals from his car. In the mid-90s, you could buy simple home-cooked lunches right out of their kitchen at home.
We used to get about 60 to 70 boys coming in every day. The traffic became so high that we were worried that health department will stop us.
But the boys kept lining up. They even brought scraps of recipes scribbled during midnight calls to India.
Mother was crying back home, my baby is not getting my Indian food there. Their mother, father called us, okay, you are taking care for our children, thank you very much.
And now hungry techies who don't have time to run out to Didi's can get their gratification even more instantly. You can go online to sulekha.com. It's the Craigslist for the Indian community. I need a cook in Los Altos, simple home food. Here's another, homemade fresh vegetarian food available near Sunnyvale Temple. And this is where my friend Dhaval found Samprata. It's 8 o'clock on a sunny Saturday morning at Dhaval's home in a tidy suburb of Silicon Valley.
Hi.
Samprata bustles into the kitchen. She pulls out spice jars from the cabinet. Soon she's chopping green beans, grating garlic, and sizzling curry leaves.
Right now I'm making green beans toran. This is basically South Indian dish in which the main ingredient is a coconut.
I remember those bleak days when Dhaval first arrived in California. For an Indian vegetarian on a student budget, the menu at the local Carl's Jr. was quite limited.
So we would ask them to just make the burger without the patty. So it's basically a sandwich with a lettuce and some mayo and mustard on it.
Now, Samprata keeps Dhaval stocked with home-cooked meals until her next weekly visit. As for me, I was lucky. I had my mother's cookbook. After a week of doctoring frozen TV dinners with mango pickles, I took a deep breath and dove in. 15 years later, this old book is coming apart at the seams, oil-stained, the ink is faded. Egg curry, tomato sauce and potato. Here it is. I think I'm finally ready to tackle my mother's cowboy eggs.
Garlic, a little onion, tomato, salt, a poached egg. Poached egg? She doesn't explain how to poach an egg. Ma?
That's commentator Sandeep Roy, part of our team coverage of the Indian diaspora. Who else has that? He's with New American Media and host of Upfront on member station KALW in San Francisco.